Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. A little tired, been a bit busy, but it's all working out fine.
Well, that's
how about
a good
you?
Thing.
How about you?
We're in the peak of the time here, and season is amongst us, so we're running every direction. There's a lot of things moving. I'm teaching classes, and I'm working everywhere, and so it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Got to keep the party going.
Oh, yeah, and that's springtime. Springtime is when everything starts to shift and change, and we're at this equinox, which is such an awesome time because, here again, winter is finally finishing its last days, and we're moving into that time to where it's time to start planting new things and start seeing flowers come up and all the beautiful little activity that comes along from spring to summer.
My trees are flowering, my daffodils are going crazy, and we're going down to 21 tonight.
Ooh!
Oh, we got
cold.
The big chill going on. Everybody's worried about their fruit trees and all that stuff in this area in Virginia. So it's a little scary, but everybody's just trying to do the best that they can to preserve what they can, because this is probably going to be the last time that happens. But it happened last year, and it did affect the crops. So I was hoping we were going to bypass it this year, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Well, hopefully it won't harm them too much. I know 21 is a little low, but hopefully, you know, they'll be protected a little at this time.
We're supposed to get actually some snow. It's not going to accumulate, but we are going to get a snowfall tonight. Give me a break.
Ooh, you know, tomorrow our high is going to be 70. It's going to be nice and cold down here.
Yes. That is cold for Florida, for sure. Wow. Well, I looked at the beautiful vernal equinox chart, okay, and it's also, of course, Palm Sunday. I thought, how interesting is that, you know, for them to fall on the same day? So I did a little research, and I found out the last time this happened was 2005, but the time before that was like 1932. So it is a rare event, okay?
Yeah, it definitely is.
And it's interesting because, of course, the sun enters Aries, which is the sign of the ram, but also the sign of the lamb, like the Lamb of God. So it was I gave a great service today at the chapel, and we really just talked about the beauty of spring and the awakening, you know, and wanting things to flower and bear fruit and, you know, and come forth. Okay, so it was a really nice service we had today. And the chart itself, I mean, it was a little bit before 1 o'clock in the morning that the sun actually entered Aries. And interesting enough, in the eastern seaboard, like where I live here in Virginia, Mars was just above the horizon in Sag. And I like that energy, for it to be in agreement with the sun as it goes into Aries.
Yes, and that's one of the things I also like, because it is still in conjunction with the sun, with the full moon that we will be having on Wednesday as well.
Ah, the lunar eclipse.
Yes, absolutely, the lunar eclipse.
People have so much terror when they call me, oh no, there's a lunar eclipse, how's it going to affect my chart? Like, hold on, let me look. Don't panic yet. Let me see.
This one is going to be a really interesting one. I really think that this is a great opening and a great channel for a lot of people to shift and rebalance their life and change their life, because Venus is conjunct Neptune at that time. And with the moon being in Libra and that peace-loving energy that it brings, and the sun in conjunction with Mercury, our thoughts, and really transforming and changing our thoughts, but also in trine with Mars and really moving our actions more towards it. One of the things when I was looking at this that I found is that, first of all, there's five fire planets going on at that point in time. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of action energy going on. But it amazed me. The qualities that we have in astrology, we have three different qualities, which are cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And we have five cardinal and five mutable. Cardinal is the starters, and mutables are the transformation, you know, and they shift things and take an idea and make it greater than what it could be. And so we have both of those energies going on under this lunar eclipse. And I think it's really a great time to really set some shifts in our lives and set some foundations to really where we love and what we love and focus on the positives of those and move forward on that.
What I noticed was the absence of fixed planets, which means that people that have been stubborn and were not willing to change and not willing to shift a little bit, you know, take the high road, look at other possibilities. Right now, that's not going to be good. Okay? They're going to have to look at that and draw upon whatever mutable and cardinal energies that they have in their own personal chart to help them in this cycle, to maybe be able to compromise a bit more, work together and co-create more, and accept the darn things you can't change. Okay?
Absolutely.
We all have that going on.
We all do. And, you know, we each of us have a certain amount of this quality in us of, you know, depending on what our chart looks like. But when there's a lack of fixed, it's always that same logic, what you lack, you will attract. So it turns around to where, you know, if you get fixated on shifting something and get habit-bound about shifting things, you can shift them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, at the time of the actual sun's entrance into Aries this morning, the moon was still in Leo, and very high in the heavens, actually. And I like that because, again, it's that fire energy. We're seeing it even at the first day of spring in addition to the lunar eclipse. So it's kind of like a double signature, you know, for us to get fired up and really enjoy this spring, hit the ground running, get outside, enjoy nature, get back into our workouts, you know, get more optimistic about, you know, the dead of winter is, like you said, now passing. And so we're moving into a new consciousness. And it's so needed right now. As many people I've talked to over this winter that they've really felt very entrapped, somewhat claustrophobic, and now that is completely shifting.
It is. It's time to get out and about and be moving.
Absolutely. Positively. So what are you doing as far as shifting and changing? What are your desires for the spring, my friend?
Oh, well, I shift every year. I'm a snowbird. So the unusual shift of finishing, which is what I'm doing now, finishing off what I need to do in Florida, to shift and change and move back to Ohio. We have a whole new project that's going to be going on in Pennsylvania this year, which is going to consume a lot of our time. So I'm looking to shift to be more of a farmer this year.
Great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know how much you've been enjoying it.
Oh, it's been great. A whole different lifestyle. How about you? What are you doing for this to shift and change?
Well, I am looking forward to going down to Florida and seeing my clients and my family and my friends. And then I'm going to go up to Massachusetts and want to see my family in May. And those things are going on. And I'm going to redo my herb garden for herbs I really want to use in a lot of the things I've been cooking. Because to me, doing organic cooking is such a culinary delight. And the fresh herbs just add a whole new dimension to all of it. And my flowers are coming up by themselves. They're really great. They just show up every year. I get the daffodils. I get the tulips. I get the whole shoot and match in my yard.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I never get to see the daffodils or the tulips or the crotons. I think they're crotons that come up in the spring. I always arrive to the north after they're gone. I get to see
the crocuses. Okay.
Crocuses. Yeah. There you go. Crocuses.
I have purple ones all over my back stairway. They're just beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
and like
beautiful.
You said, they don't last a long time, but they're just so beautiful. Those moments I sit out there and, you know, play with Midnight, my black cat, because she's my outdoor cat, and just, you know, throw her little balls and stuff and just enjoy the yard, you know, feel the bird baths, the bird feeders. It's perfect. It just gives me such a gentle joy. Yeah. Well, we've got a few callers waiting. I suppose we should take one of them. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jackie.
Jacqueline. How you doing?
Sorry. Doing fine. How about yourself?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Is this Andy?
That's good. Over the top.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, I have a birthday coming up on Thursday, so start off something new and working on something old, basically.
Okay. All right, let's take a look.
Oh, that's true. March 24th, 1965.
Four.
64.
I mean, sorry. Said that wrong. Didn't mean that.
What a difference a year makes.
And where do you think you're going to be for your birthday this year?
Well, I'll be here. I'll be here where I am right now.
Is it Hollywood, Florida?
No.
No, Edmonton, Canada, right?
Yeah. Edmonton. Oh, sorry.
There's two Jays that call in all the time, by the way, Jay. And one of you was in Canada, the other was down in Florida.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting with a name like Jay? And both of you are frequent flyers on the show, which I like. Okay, let's take a look and see what's going on with you. You sound a bit pensive tonight to me because I'm clairaudient and I'm picking up some energy off you before I even put the chart up here. And I want to say that... worry and guilt is not a portal for love of self. I think that this vernal equinox is going to be very kind to you, actually. I see good things there, but I'm going to let her look at your solar return. Right now, you are supposed to be reviewing things from the past. And I'm talking about your spiritual journey, okay? Because Jupiter is retrograde in Virgo in your ninth house, which to me the ninth house is like the gates of heaven. It's about metaphysics. It's about wanting to be a servant for the divine in everything that you do, but also wanting to be fed as a child of the divine. So you're going through a reevaluation right now.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right on time. Now, oppositions create choices. Squares define the challenge. Okay? So right now you have a lot of Virgo, Pisces, polarity points going on in your chart, which just means that there's going to be more than one option and more than one tact you can take as you're going through this review. Now, with Jupiter still retrograde in Virgo, analysis and reanalysis is totally right, but Jupiter doesn't go direct until the 10th of May. So this is not a very short cycle. It's a longer cycle. Take your time. Okay? Now, you're still doing the music?
I'm going to start up. Reason why, I've got some my yoga modules is in the fire one instead of the air one, so I'll start it up actually for the summertime.
Great. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
Have you spent any time by the water?
No, but I've been in a float tank.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
I went a second time. That was a long one.
Great.
That's a good thing for you right now. Been on you. It's interesting. I like your solar return. It's going to be really interesting for you. It puts Jupiter into your second house, and it's still retrograde, obviously. It's retrograde till May, so you get a Jupiter retrograde all year long. But it cleans things up for you. There's a full shift spiritually that's going to be going on to really rebalance, because it's an opposition to Venus and Neptune, which are in your eighth house. So there's this full transformation and change and shift coming to you of letting go of the old and moving into the new spiritual growth that you're going through. This is like a whole new opening up spiritually for you. I like the music for you this year. I think you'll do really well with it. I would like to see you playing with somebody, okay, because your part of fortune is in Pisces this year, and it's in your seventh house. So this could be a friend, because your seventh house is being ruled by Aquarius. It could be a friend that you could meet up with and play music together. And I think it would really be cool this year. No matter how I look at this year for you, it's a shift as far as your whole perspective is concerned. You have this peace-loving year coming on. You have a Libra moon, so it's finding that love and that harmony of the love of your emotions and embracing who you are. So, and again here, the biggest thing is that shift of your whole philosophies, of your whole personal values and beliefs to really harmonize with your spiritual beliefs and to follow them into it, okay? It really has a beautiful shift for you. Mercury and Mars are in direct trine to each other, exact trine to each other. So your thoughts and your actions are going to move harmoniously together this whole time. Okay? And, of course, your sun is in conjunction with this. This is right after that full moon. So your sun is in conjunction with this. So here again, you're going to have that soul of that shift and that transformation and change to raise you to a higher vibrational level this year. This is a year of learning and growing, because your sun, that Mercury, and Uranus are all in your ninth house of higher learning as well. So It's an awesome year for really opening up to a whole different perspective that we have.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
I totally agree,
sure.
But I want to add a couple things here. And one is the sun on your birthday is in direct opposition with Uranus. And Uranus rules epiphanies. In the ninth house, the divine watching over you, okay? So any aha experience that you go through is going to bring you greater peace. And I also feel that you need to step up to the plate to be the spontaneous teacher, because Saturn is really in a beautiful trine with Uranus. And as Jacqueline pointed out, Mars is in trine to both your Sun and Mercury. So for you to just be you, to really exercise the I am presence of the Aries, wow. It's mind-boggling to me.
I have one more thing to add, because you might get a little nervous this year or fearful of certain things, okay, because it's really this. Again, like Aphrodite was talking about the Uranus. Well, you have a yod, and it's from your Venus, Pluto, to your rising this year, okay? And the yod is like a finger of God, okay? And it's saying you must do this, you must follow through this path. But Leo gives you the capability, which is the point, the finger of what it's pointing to, is that Leo rising. But Leo gives you the capability of acting to where even though you may be nervous inside, you can actually just dance through it in a very graceful way.
Totally.
The Leo energy brings this.
I so see that.
Okay? So even if you're nervous, get that comedy and humor, be that sitcom actor, and just kind of put that appearance of that nice little Leo rising out there. And it'll really work to push you through, because that Pluto is really heavy. You know, it brings that foundation of, ooh, what about all these, all this, you know, physical things out here? And really, just act as if it's going to go the direction you want it to go, and just let it fall into place, even though you're scared about it.
Okay.
And pay a lot of attention to your dreams.
Okay, I will.
Do you ever journal about your dreams? Do you ever write them down to review them later?
Well, sometimes I do, but I used to do that before, but not too much, not often. So,
because you could find a renewal of your poet's heart this year. And so maybe just keep something by your bed, like a pad,
yes,
or pen.
Definitely, you're right about the poet stuff. I do have some stuff that comes into mind, and just write it down right away.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to know?
No, I got some stuff going on at work, which is pretty serious, and I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. I give my best shot of keeping what's going on, and I guess we'll see what the consequences are going to be like after, so, yeah. But
are they going through like a whole renewal of some sort?
Who?
In your job?
Me?
Are they going through like a whole reorganization of the company?
No, just some stuff that happened at work. So.
Oh, to you personally?
Are you taking?
Personally, to me personally, yeah, which brought in a whole bunch of people from people far away. They flew in for an investigation, so.
All right. Now, did you take the political side? Did you take the balance side or the mediator side?
No, I didn't. I couldn't do it that way.
With Jupiter being retrograde in your ninth house, I feel the time could be on your side right now. I don't know if they've been able to make a determination. And Jupiter doesn't go direct until the 10th of May. So,
okay.
I would stay in your truth. I'd
yes.
ride the wave. Mm-hmm. I'd also be looking around, just because you're going to feel more secure if you have a plan A and a plan B. Okay?
Right.
But at the same time, right now, I think that there's nothing carved in stone right now, because there's a trine between Jupiter and Pluto in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation. Now, with Jupiter
mm-hmm.
retrograde, not all the facts are in. The analysis is
yes.
not complete. Okay?
Yeah.
So I would wait it out, and I would just, as Jacqueline always says, I would just have faith. You'll be justified because you are walking in your light. Okay? Trust your process.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask, because what you have from your solar return, and it's already, the energy is already shifting there. It's not something that just pops in on your day. The energy starts about a month before your birthday. They start drawing into each other. And you
mm-hmm.
have an in conjunction with your Libra moon and your solar return and your natal Venus from your 6th to your 10th house. Okay? And it is entrined to that Jupiter that Aphrodite was talking about. So realize, as long as you are stating the truth or stating the facts and leaving it at peace, because I agree with her, nothing's going to be resolved. The facts aren't all out, and it's going to take until after May 9th when Jupiter goes direct for everything to be revealed. But as long as you stay within those personal values and beliefs of what is really your truth, what centers your core of love, you will be fine. Okay, so stay in that love energy when it comes to your work.
Okay.
And keep us posted, okay?
Sure, I will. Oh, phone me maybe on the 2nd or 3rd of April then. I won't be able to catch you next week, but thanks so much for the insight and loving thoughts.
Well, many blessings to you. Okay. Have a
Thanks,
good
Jacqueline.
Night.
Thanks, right. Jacqueline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
such a sincere soul, you know? I love it.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, it's the other Jane.
Oh, hey. Don't you just love it?
That's funny.
That's hilarious. That is so hilarious.
I just love the synchronicity of it all.
How are you, lady?
Wow. Great.
Good.
How
you
are
you?
You
have a birthday coming up as well.
I sure do. Yes, I do.
Big time.
The 30th. Yeah.
You going to be in Hollywood, Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Ooh. You're full of fire this year.
Oh.
Watch out.
Good for me and trouble for everybody else. That's trouble for everyone else.
Exactly right. Well, this lunar eclipse is going to be pretty kind to you.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
You've got Saturn sitting on Uranus. You've got Mars and trine to your sun. And so some nice energies going on in this chart here. I'm going to let her look at your solar return here for a moment. I also like I use the ancient part of fortune, and the moon on the eclipse is going to be sitting right on your part of fortune in the ancient chart where you live now, in your fourth house of home and family and security, which is really nice. There are some squares to your Neptune and Capricorn. Are you in a relationship?
I am.
And are you trying to create a new or establish something new together?
We have talked about going into business together. I do know she's ready to get married. I do know that.
Well, this is a time to make a commitment to co-create, however you decide to do that. And you can do it metaphysically. You can do it officially. The whole idea comes, most commitments happen before you ever get to the altar or before you ever sign the agreement. Okay, the commitment will speak for itself. All right? And you have your Mars in Taurus, so you're pretty black and white and yes and no in certain aspects for an Aries. Okay.
Right.
But the thing I like about that is, even though it's like by a wide orb, it's kind of trining Jupiter retrograde a little bit. It's trining Jupiter a little bit in Capricorn. So I think this is something the two of you can work out pretty effectively. Okay. Because it's about signing up for the long haul. No matter how you do it, it's a meeting of minds, a meeting of hearts, and a meeting of purpose. So, Jacqueline, what are you seeing in his solar return?
I'm seeing that he has a moon in Sagittarius for a solar return.
Yeah.
And it's conjunct Saturn. So what I'm saying by that, and in looking at this, I have to say it's going to be an interesting year for you, especially as far as your relationship is concerned. Because here you're going to strive to want to be somewhat independent emotionally, okay? And you're going to have this frustration of wanting to be attached and then detached and attached and detached and attached and detached. And that's, not usually, you're not so dual in your feelings. So realize that this year it's there for you to learn and grow from. I think this is a great year for you to make a commitment as far as your work is concerned with her, because of I do feel, and I'd have to take a look at the compatibility of the relationship, but your relationship is shifting. Pluto is right at the end of your seventh house, so it's making that transformation and change and shift. Okay.
Wow.
So here again, the commitment, like Aphrodite was talking about, I think you've already made some sort of commitment to this person. And I really think that the business aspect could work really well for you. You would be working two different jobs. You would be doing this business and doing something else. Would that be correct?
Right.
Okay. Because it shows two different jobs to be at your advantage, and you get your work as well as your freedom of expression. okay? It is a busy year for you, no matter how I look at that, okay? Because Mars is conjunct your rising in your solar return this year. And the downfall is the impatience that you will have with this. You've kind of got to go with the flow of it. You are an Aries, and this year you have Mercury in Aries conjunct your Sun. And so you really want to live in the moment, live in the now, and be in the present with every situation that you're in. It really works. That Mercury is conjunct Uranus this year as well. And so here again, there's a lot of openings to really, just by being in the present this year, that will really shift and change the way you look at things, especially your relationship. You can have a love relationship as well as have a romance, and it can be done. Okay? It's the spontaneity that's going to make it happen, what I'm going to tell you. So when you look at this, I don't think you're going to, here again, I don't think this is a year where you're going to make a commitment as far as physical commitment of marriage, because you have Gemini sitting on your seventh house of marriage and partnership, so I don't think it's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
But on the other circumstances, I think you're making more of an emotional commitment to her, and I think something like this would work very well for you.
Right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
One thing I want to tell you is I think it's important for you, as you're negotiating with your partner about the business, it's very important to write things down, make lists, put things on paper, make things very clear, okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because of the Jupiter retrograde in Virgo at this time. And even in your solar return, what you're seeing is that retrograde Jupiter in Virgo is kissing that Pluto in Capricorn to really establish something great that will last for a very, very long time, but that Jupiter is also in square to Saturn and Sag. So it's important for you to define the roles that you'll be playing in that business together, okay?
Right.
That's
okay.
Kind of what I'm seeing. And,
correct.
But I love the chart, as Jacqueline pointed out. I mean, this could be a great sharing and caring. One of the things I do want to look at for just a minute here is I want to take a look at your parts of marriage. Now, in astrology, there's several of them. There's a part of marriage, there's a part of love and marriage, there's a part of mother, marriage and children, there's a part of weddings and legal contracts. So I just want to take a quick look at those for you. As Jacqueline pointed out, I don't think it's immediate, but I think it is something that you might want to maybe get engaged if you're not already, that kind of thing, where you can really feel that sense of being bonded, okay? Now, your part of mother, love, and marriage is 18 degrees of Aries. Your regular part of marriage is 1 degree of Pisces, and that cycle has passed. Your part of what is a legal contract is 7 degrees of Gemini. So I think after Jupiter goes direct on the 10th of May, during the month of May may be the time that you decide to entertain the thought of spending your life together in some way that is ceremonial, if not official.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my take on it. Do you agree, Jacqueline, or not?
Well, and I am a staunch believer that when you have a Gemini in your seventh house, that you will not make a marriage, as far as the physical contract is concerned. You won't stand up and say, I do.
Right.
But
the promise could be made during that cycle of time.
Absolutely. The communication is beautiful for that. Communicating out, expressing your love for your mate, those types of things are really good. Making that promise, is fine. Getting engaged, I think, is fine during that period of time because the lines of communication are very clear and open between the two of you. With that on there. So it's really great, but I don't think you're actually going to sign the document this year until after your birthday.
No, I don't either. No, I don't either.
Wow. You know, we have a really great relationship. We have a very good relationship. It's very harmonious. We have open communication. I'm just not ready financially to be married. And I do agree. I think it's going to come perhaps even next year. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit this year, even get engaged, but next year sometime is what I'm thinking. But I'm also saying that the universe seems to be what I've been experiencing lately, the universe has really been dropping a lot of other young ladies in my life that I share a really strong connection with. And, you know, it's not that I'm thinking of, you know, cheating or anything like that, but I'm just saying I feel these really strong connection to, and it's a lot of these particular people, these young ladies that come in my life, ask me for assistance or ask me for help or, you know, under a working capacity because it's always work related. And it's just, it almost seems really confusing at this time. So I think that you all are echoing that for me right now, kind of validating that for me right now, because I thought I was doing something wrong or something, you know, because I'm in a committed relationship.
Oh, no. You know. And they're instantaneously going to be popping up all year long, okay? It'll be a lot better for you.
Yes, I agree.
But
and it has never happened to me.
It's there for you to really let go of that part, to really show you again what you really want in life and where your goals and ambitions are, okay? They're popping in and out. It's not going to be any kind of major thing. Again, here, it goes back to really looking at, okay, this is who I agree, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Okay, yeah.
You want to have that surety. And this is going to give you that surety because you're going to be able to listen to the conversation and the connection and then ultimately follow your heart and your internal I am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is all good. And no harm is going to come to you by being that friendly and feeling that connected to certain persons. That's okay. Don't worry about it so much.
Okay. Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, it's been blowing my mind. What happened to this connection before I got into a committed relationship? Where was this? Where was all of this? It's the mantra for me right now that, no, I appreciate what I have, you know, and I've even had to, you know, kind of let go of some business situations because, you know, it got too personal, you know, and I did not, you know, so I had to get the hell out of there, you know what I mean? And so I just thought it was something, am I doing something wrong? I'm very happy where I am. You know, I don't know what it is. But
it's inner decision mechanism that's going on right now. So you're just affirming to yourself where you feel happiest, most complete, more progressive, moving forward. You want to choose someone because of your Aries sun. You want to choose someone that loves you just for the man you are. Not for what you do for them,
right?
For who you are, okay? Right. And this is your time to make that determination. So you are being put a little bit to the test, but it sounds to me so far your scores are high, honey.
Thank you so much. I thought I was going crazy. I didn't know who to talk to about this at all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Compliment and run with it, honey.
Thank you.
And keep us posted because inquiring minds want to know, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Many blessings. Okay. All right. God bless. Have a sweet night. He's such a delight. Both of our J's are such a delight. Okay.
Oh, they are. How fun.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 604, you're on the air.
Hello, you two. It's Charlene calling from Canada. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, another Canada caller. How cool is that?
Hi. I haven't talked to you in a while. So I'm curious. I don't know if I want to ask about relationship or love, both, or the relationship, or I've got a big trip coming up. So I'll let you two make a decision on that. Do you have my information still, or do you want it?
I just need your last name. I think it's S-I-M, right?
Yep. Yep, that's right.
I am Prince George, Canada.
That's right. Yep. I actually have Brian's birth time now.
What birth time?
7:57.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay. That changes everything.
Yes.
Got it. You realize that changes all your parts of destiny that we've used before, okay?
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. Because most of the formulas, the ancient formulas for the Arabic parts of destiny, they use the ascendant or the rising star as part of the formula.
Okay.
It's also going to affect the compatibilities I've looked at for relationships as well, as far as how their planets line up with yours, just so you know that, okay?
Okay.
But I'm glad we have an accurate birth time now. That's fabulous for the future. That's great. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's
Let's
a couple of critical things that make a difference.
Yep.
Wow.
I love
so
the trip. I love the trip. Don't you, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
The trip's awesome. The relationship issues are under reevaluation right now.
True.
Because you want to be in a healthy relationship. Thank you very much. And you're starting to understand what you need to create a healthy relationship now. You're starting to get it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. How much anxiety are you feeling, Charlene?
Oh, that varies moment to moment. Sometimes none, and sometimes lots. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot that I have to arrange in terms of work before I leave, just because I am self-employed, and there's a lot of things that they just rely on me having things done. So I'll be gone for 2.5 weeks.
Right. But
and
that's why we
Brian,
have computers
course,
and the internet
dynamic,
and telephones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you can handle that. I like the trip because I think there's a lot there for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think there's a lot to grow and learn with this trip. I think this trip is going to really give you a different perspective as far as looking at how you're going to approach things in your life. And right now, like Aphrodite was talking about, as far as a relationship is concerned, you're going through a reevaluation. You're not going to make a decision until after Jupiter does go direct. Now that you've given us this time, you have a 29-degree Virgo moon, which is critical degrees. So with every relationship, there's a challenge, and it has to go through a shift before you really know for sure what direction it's going to go. Once it makes that shift, you can decide whether to stay or whether to go. So here again, with the Jupiter aspect on it, I think you're going to find out the answer to the relationship after May 9th. And so this is a great time before then to take a trip and travel and really get away and have some freedom and get your head together. Even though it may be a lot of work, I think it's really worth it to do that. And so I strongly suggest you think about it for both your well-being as well as for the relationship to make that decision.
Okay.
Jupiter's not going to pass over your moon until September of this year, right before it goes into Libra, the sign of peace and harmony and balanced view, okay? So I'm thinking September is your jumping off point, okay? Right now, I think that you are such a dedicated person, and you will do anything to help another person, heal another person, you know, make a good bond in a relationship. You are very, very there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
But you also have to understand that you, too, need to be fed. Okay? And I'm talking about being fed in all your ways. Romantically, mentally, physically, emotionally. Oh, yes. You've got a lot of Virgo. So you take things in. Now, we've had all these planets in Pisces now. It's been going on for like 5 weeks. It's like been an overdrive. And so because of that, at the end of the day, when you do your meditations, if you can get yourself that point of relaxation and faith and just do a review, not qualify it, not react to it, just see it as so. You're going to move through this cycle with a lot of grace, Charlene. So allow yourself those moments. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I have to reiterate that I think it's really a great time to take a vacation and get away from everything and take a little break away from all of the day-to-day routine. It gets heavy at this point in time. Aphrodite was talking about all the oppositions that are going upon you. Even though it may be for your benefit, it's like looking at a train accident. It may be for your benefit to see it, but it's really not what you want to see. And so here again, I think it is a great time for you to just to sit back and find something. A lot of times, and I give this trick to a lot of Virgos, is I suggest that you go clean something, a drawer, a closet, anything to escape and detail something out. You can try jigsaw puzzles or crossword puzzles, anything that you have to focus on the detail of it. Can really calm you down and be more like a meditation state for you.
Virgo Zen, really, I love it.
Yeah, really relax that a little bit more.
Working puzzles out, that's awesome. And that I would enjoy that, actually.
It does.
That's great. I love her.
Okay. And since you just barely have a Mercury in Libra, that Mercury in Libra can kick in and rebalance things once you've taken the focus off of whatever you're really emotionally attached to and persevering over at the time.
Well, I have a great project to bury myself in. That's figuring out getting from airports to hotels to train stations to seeing sights, seeing things, to connecting with people. And I'm off to Italy and to Marrakesh.
Oh, it'll be great.
You have to understand, it is a grand adventure. And just stay very, very centered in spirit, because everything will work out exactly the way it's supposed to. Do the research. Expect maybe some minor delays. But know that everything you're supposed to see and experience will occur.
Thank you, too.
All right. We want to hear all about, when are you going?
I leave next Sunday.
Whoa, on Easter? How cool is that? That's great.
Yeah. 2.5 weeks, it'll be amazing. Get to spend time with the kids, and I'm not happy about leaving because Brian has really been a lot more present in the last generous month. So, but
and that's wonderful, because now you feel you can do this knowing that you're not going to hurt anybody by doing this. You're just going to really come alive. That's fine. And bless him for that, you know? Bless him for that, and, you know, and appreciate that, because this has been a long time and a lot of effort on your part. It's been very, very sincere, okay? So know that things are turning and you're being blessed, and be thankful and go with the flow.
Thank you. I am loaded with gratitude. It's amazing. It's such an opportunity. And so
I can hear
affordable.
It in your voice. I love it. I can hear it in your voice. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, it's so inexpensive. You'd be astonished, but it'll be incredible.
Well, keep us posted when you get back. Fill us in on everything.
Thank you. Well, it was nice to hear you both, and thank you for your insight.
All right. Bless you. Have fun. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's such a loving person. Oh, my goodness. She's a darling. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 806. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Did you need my birthday?
And who are we speaking with?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Have you called in before?
No, I'm first time.
All right.
Ah,
what's your birthday?
A newbie.
My birthday is 4/11/73, and it was 4:57 p.m.
Where?
Excellent.
4:57 p.m.
And in what city?
Covington, Louisiana.
And where do you live now?
Texas.
What city?
Lubbock.
Spell that for me.
Lubbock.
Got it. because you're in a totally different space. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Kind of seeing where I am on this phase that I'm in, if I'm on my way out the door, moving into something better, or there's still more row to hoe.
Okay.
Do you have a medical issue?
I'm just not feeling hot.
Okay. For how long?
Probably too long.
All right. Now, when you were born, you had 3 degrees of Libra rising, okay? Where you are now in Texas, you have 23 degrees of Virgo rising, so there's a big shift here. How long have you lived in Texas?
Since 94, but I'm in a... I've been in this particular area since 2002, and I've not liked it.
Okay. Have you thought of moving to a different lifestyle or neighborhood or area, even if you stay in Texas?
I'm trying to figure that out, seeing what opportunities come forward. That's what I was kind of calling about. Do you see me manifesting that or what?
Is there love in your life right now?
No.
Because that's what you're looking for.
It would be nice, but if I had to choose between that and moving, I would probably move.
The whole idea is to move in an energy grid where love is more available.
Yeah.
And Jack and I both do astrocartography for relocation, okay? So it would be good to see where you could find security and love if you're going to make a major change like this.
Right.
And you want to support yourself, okay? It's important for you to look at all angles of it, so when you make the move, you're not going to feel all that anxiety.
Right.
Now, Uranus is sitting on your Chiron. That's what Jacqueline pointed out earlier, that right now, I think that for you to make a sudden move or a sudden parting and really embrace the I am that you are, okay, it could actually be really good for your health. But because you're feeling that you've established yourself in a certain way, you don't want the bottom like to fall out of your life, right?
Right. That'll be set me back, I'm pretty sure.
Now, you were born with Venus kissing your sun. So you do best when you're moving to a place where people love you.
I would agree with that.
Just love the area. You have to have love in the equation somehow.
Right.
You have to have a strong identification with the place that you go to, because this allows you to invest in yourself, to love others, and be loved. Because that's the way you came into the world, okay? Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I do.
Okay. Now, Pluto is sitting on your part of fortune in the fourth house. But it doesn't have a lot of good angles, but it does have a good angle to Jupiter in Virgo, but Jupiter in Virgo is retrograde until May. So now is the time to do the research. Fine-tune it. Get all the information. Don't do it if you have worry associated with a decision. Okay? Do the homework. Find out your bottom line. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and as usual, since her solar return is going to be kicking in April, and it's only a few weeks away here, I decided to take a look at it and see about the relocation. Yes, I agree with Aphrodite that this is the time to do the research and go through the process. This is not the time, even though you'd like to move long distance, this is not the time to move long distance. However, with your own personal effort, you can move in a different location. I really think in the long term, it would be better for you to look outside of the state of Texas. I have to be honest with you. I don't think...
Oh, I'm not... I never wanted to stay here, so...
Okay.
I'm not opposed to going somewhere else completely.
The Virgo rising doesn't do you well. And you're going to have that Virgo rising through a large portion of Texas. So it's really not a place that you feel comfortable with. I'd like to see you move a little bit further east from Texas, and I think you'd feel a little bit better than you do when you're living in Texas. However, again, going back to this year, it's really taking a look at, this is a transformative year. It's time for you to look at everything in your life and start to change the perspective of where you're going. What I find here is I find that you're looking at, you know, everything you do is for security and safety, and you make compromises instead of looking for the dream, looking for the creation. This is a time for you to break out as far as what do you want to truly do when you grow up and where do you want to live, and really do the research and find out how you can make that possible. I think that is the best thing you can do at this point in time.
Okay.
Where were you thinking of moving to, my friend?
New Mexico. I was thinking west. I don't like the dirty South at all. I don't like any of the politics there. Might as well stay in Texas for that.
Okay. Well, you have a couple of power lines in your progress chart, okay? I'm going to make this short because we're on the air, but I look at the progress chart and I see the person you're becoming and where your power lines are. I chose to look for love and romance only because it's about love for yourself as well as others, and I think that the Venus lines I like for you. And what I am seeing, and you're going to think I'm crazy, you have power lines that are very, very close. They're very, just a little bit east of Albuquerque. You have, that power line goes vertically in like a little curve. It hits El Paso, close to Albuquerque, close to Denver, okay? So I think you might be looking in the right direction intuitively. Okay?
Okay.
But I would be looking not to live in the city. I would be looking to live where the city is close enough for you to enjoy it, but also to be able to have your privacy.
That is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yep. And, you know, it's beautiful because it's a Venus-Pluto conjunction line. Power through the divine feminine energy of love, okay? That's hard to beat. And also, there's an intersecting line between Venus and Mars, an opposition where you could find someone that you could really feel happy with. That yin-yang energy would be balanced, and you could flourish. And if you want us to look in more detail, you know, we're all over Blog Talk, we're on Facebook and stuff like that. If you want us to look in more detail when you're really ready, what I'm going to encourage you to do is do the research. Like when I lived in moved from Florida to Roanoke, Virginia, the hurricanes in 2004 wrecked my house. I lost my roof. Okay, I left.
Oh, no.
So I was looking at the newspapers every day up here. I knew I liked the demographic. At that time, my husband was alive, and we were okay. We were doing great. And the whole state pretty much lit up for us. And we moved up here, and although he only lived for a few years, those were great years. Fantastic years, okay? And everything fell into place. Boom, 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 boom. You know? So I would do the research and see what the prices are, see how you could orchestrate the move. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. In your relocation chart, one of the things that Efta touched upon when she saw it is the same thing I saw on it. Your love life can really flourish there. It puts your Mercury in Pisces into your seventh house, so you can call out and call in your mate there. And it's in opposition to your Pluto in Libra, so it really rebalances that love life to an equality thing. It does make you a little bit more social, but a little less social, so you'll be a little bit more socially active, but it'll be in time periods to where you'll have your quiet time as well as your social time, which really is a nice balance.
So we're thinking west of this area of Texas. I am, so I could even go as far as the ocean.
Oh yeah. Well, the line's
okay.
Not that thick. Okay.
Okay.
If you like New Mexico, you want to go a little bit east of Albuquerque, and
okay,
see if there's a water source there. I know you like the
okay
water.
Oh yeah.
But it's still going to make it transportable if you decide to go to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not that far. okay?
Okay. I don't see links to any of your stuff on the page.
Oh, okay. Well, Jacqueline, why don't you give him your phone number?
Okay.
I mean, I see the phone numbers, but no, like, Facebook and stuff.
Oh. Well, look at that. They can call me at 772-286-2720, and Aphrodite can give you all the rest of the information.
Okay.
And you can reach
Thank
me
you,
at
lady.
540-400-0110, but we're both on Facebook. Friend us. You can always send us a quick message, whatever, and if you need to get with us, we'll call you back, you know, just so you're supported. You know, when you make a big change like this, you want to feel a sense of connectedness, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
Well, many
you,
blessings
ma'am.
To you, my friend.
Okay, ladies. Thanks.
All right. God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're off the air now, and we already gave our phone numbers out. We'll be here again on Easter Sunday to speak to you between 6 and 7 p.m. Have a blessed equinox, eclipse.
And we'll see you after.
And Palm Sunday, and we'll see you on Easter. God bless. Good night.
Good night.